to get them from the pasture, you might have a bunch of different expressions to make them stand still when you milk all this. What would you, how do you do about calling these cows? Is there any expression you have?
Yeah, you can have a bucket in your hand, and you can say, ooh, come here, cow. You see, you have some name, like Daisy, or some of them. But one of them cows hit the lead, and the rest of follow.
So you just call out to that one cow, and then the others follow on?
That's all following.
Okay. What about calling a calf? Is that any different? Do you have any terms for calling a calf?
No, we always call it mother. Mm-hmm. And the calf will follow our mother.
Okay. What if the calf is out there by itself?
You know, it's a little small calf.
Yeah.
Well, you have to go there and if it's 10, you know, it's 10, you have to kind of drive it like.
Okay. What do you say to mules and horses? Do you make them go left or right?
You say, horse or hoof.
Okay, which is left and which is right?
Well, horse is left. Horse is right.
Okay.
See, well, you have a bridle on it. You see, you just pull that bridle just a little bit, and you see that.
Are there any calls used to get these horses to come from the pasture? Anything in particular?
No, we have them called from the pasture. Just like these one here. You can get a bucket and go to that gate, and then you can say, go, and Tim, they come on.
What is that? Is that like you're saying corn and they're coming because they're
moving
food?
You know, you can say cold.
Uh-huh.
And they're coming.
Good. Okay. What do you say to a horse to urge him to go on?
I mean, make him step up?
Well, let's say, you know, maybe he's pulling you or, you know, you're riding.
Uh-huh. Well, you say G.
To explain G.
G horse.
Okay.
And some of them, then you just take them from the barrel a little bit and slack off one of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you say to stop them or getting them to back up to a buggy?
To stop them?
Yeah.
You say, hold off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you get down and then you back up to the buggy. You say, back up and she'll back up and then you hitch him up.
Okay. How do you call hogs to feed them?
Well, goats, you know, you don't see a hog, you just whoo, 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 something like that, and they come.
Okay. How do you call, well, you don't know about calling sheep, do you?
No, I don't know what sheep.
How do you call chickens when it's feeding time for them? Okay. What about, if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you might say, I want to go, and what expression are you going to use to get these horses all ready?
Well, a certain time you want to go, well, we'll go and get these horses and have them ready and so they can leave a certain time.
Well, when you want to go get them ready, you know, saddle them up and all, what expression do you use?
Well, we call them cocoa. You know, and you can have a bucket or something like that. Some of them you can walk over there and put a bridle on them and lead them on out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call this, putting the bridle on? Is that an expression?
Well, you just put the bridle in his mouth. And that's where you got to guide him by.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Then you bring him out and you saddle him. And when you saddle him, according to who going to ride, you might just have to tie him to a post. Like that, and you stand right here until the person who's going to ride will come out.
Okay, when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?